This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, the dangers of xylitol for your pets, and an animal communicator gives insights into what your pets might be thinking. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that? It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and raised over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting. And Monica, there's something out there that is something common to some of the things that we eat as humans, which can be very, very dangerous to our pets. Can you tell us a little bit about xylitol?
Absolutely. So over, the last 5-6 years, many people have been like cutting back and being more cautious about the sugar intake. And that has led to an enormous increase in number of products that contain an ingredient called xylitol. Xylitol is a low-calorie sugar substitute with a low glycemic index. And it's found naturally in like berries, plums, corn, oats, mushrooms, some lettuces, and actually trees. And the sweetener is used in a ton of stuff, everything from chocolate to candy, peanut butter, toothpaste, lower sugar baking products. There's even breads and a lot of new products out that containing xylitol. And the Pet Poison Helpline since 2015 has had a huge amount of intake between the calls that are for xylitol poisoning. Actually, 108%. It was the biggest one-year increase they had, which was from 2019 to 2020.
Wow.
And even in 2018, 47% of all the calls that went into them were xylitol poisoning.
Wow.
So this is a large amount over the last 6 years as well. Back in the 2020 timeframe, that's when xylitol first came out. And in the last 5-6 years, a lot more products have emerged that contained it. So it's like all over again, we are getting all these products that they're just popping up with a bunch of stuff in them that people don't realize are really bad for their pets.
Mm. Now, if a pet eats something that with xylitol, which is very, unfortunately, it could be very common because, I mean, if it's in chocolate, if it's in candy, toothpaste, peanut butter, and I know that peanut butter is something that people sometimes give their pets, or they hide little pills in them for their medicine. So absolutely. Are there like symptoms or anything to see if they have had it, ingested it?
Yeah, so xylitol consumption for pets and, you know, particularly in dogs, can be extremely toxic and potentially deadly. The most common effect from xylitol poisoning is a precipitous drop in the blood sugar. That can lead to loss of consciousness, seizures, and in high doses, liver failure can begin just within a few hours and keep going onto a few days with that constant liver damage. Again, with the number of cases rise, a lot of things newer that have been coming out, with the example of a lot of states, medical marijuana edibles, are a lot of THC-infused edible products are also being made in low sugar and with sweeteners such as xylitol. So we kind of have an emergence of those products as well. So like our THC-infused mints, different baked goods, anything, you know, that contains THC with low sugar product mix, that combo particular has been on extreme high rate of occurrence lately. And combo of the two is just, it becomes very serious. We had in our office a golden doodle, and not a mini golden doodle, like we're talking full size. So it was a good size weighted dog. And the owner had dropped a packet of Chiclets gum, and three of them dropped on the floor, and the dog consumed three of them. We're talking a 46-pound dog, and the dog was, the owner fortunately knew that it contained xylitol. They knew it was an issue. They took them straight to the emergency clinic, because it was on a weekend, and the dog unfortunately passed week later, even with immediate treatment, because of the liver failure that it caused in the dog. Wow. I mean, it doesn't have to be a large amount. Some of the smallest little, you drop something and they grab it really fast. It doesn't take a large amount of xylitol to cause real effects in some pets. So having people realize the severity of it and just being aware of it and getting them help immediately is the best thing that they can do out there. It's not one of those products that is like, oh, we only got one, let's wait and see how he does. That's something that if you know they got it, you want to be calling your veterinarian, talk to them, see what they want you to do. They're probably going to want you to bring them in and getting treatment done right away, because the effects and the damage that xylitol can do within their system is rapid. So waiting a day or two before it starts having serious, serious symptoms could be the difference between partial liver damage and complete liver failure.
Wow. And it could be something so simple as a piece of gum. That's yep. What's totally eye-opening, I guess. Wow.
Chiclets gum, I mean, you see that they're like little teeny.
Yes. Yeah.
Square. I mean, we're talking a small little thing, and it's extremely toxic to our furry friends. So.
Wow. Well, Monica, as always, you bring us great advice, and this is something that is very, I mean, it's in so much of human food that everyone really needs to look at the labels to see. And I'll tell a quick story. A friend of mine had guests to her house, and one of her guests had a purse who had the flap open, and in it she had some sugarless gum with xylitol. Unbeknownst to them, their little dog, it was a small dog, went in, got it, and got the gum and ate it through the package. And someone happened to see the package. The dog got very, very sick. They took it to emergency. Thank goodness it lived. And actually, they had heard on our show about the xylitol. You and I had talked about it a few years ago. And the dog almost passed away, but they got it there in time. So I think people need to know that there's a reaction time. Make sure that if you have guests to your house, you say, put your purses in a high area, or make sure you're zipped up. If you have anything in your pocket, make sure that it's closed, because it's something that can happen really fast and can have very fatal endings. So
and, you know, there's a lot of products out there too right now that are coming out with xylitol in it that are not even like food products. We're talking like medications, nasal sprays, sleep aids, even some shampoos and deodorants found to have xylitol in it. Wow. Multivitamins, prescription sedatives, antacids. There were some stool softeners, even makeup remover, and like the gum that you use to stop smoking.
Wow. I had no idea. You know, I knew it was in toothpaste, but I had no idea. And in peanut butter and like in some of the candies and baked products and stuff. But I had no idea it was in that stuff. That's regular household personal care items.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that tip. It's hopefully people listening to it. This could be life-saving for our pets. So please be careful. Read the, you got to read it on more than the food. You got to read it on everything because xylitol. Monica, can you just spell it out so people would know? Because it kind of, it spells out a little different than it sounds.
Absolutely. It's X-Y-L-I-T-O-L.
So if you see that on any of your packages, make sure that you keep them out of your pet's reach. Be very aware where you place them. So Monica, thank you very much. This is a wonderful, very valuable tip. So thank you and you have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be back in just a minute. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, if your pet has passed and crossed over the Rainbow Bridge, can they communicate with you? Let's find out. Stay tuned.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Lisa Silverman is founder of Design Guru and the host of the popular podcast Spirits Are Talking. Lisa is a long-established psychic medium, intuitive, and a very gifted animal communicator. Lisa is a design guru and an on-demand interior decorator specializing not only in creative and beautiful designs, but house healing, clearings, and feng shui. Lisa can now add podcast host to her list of amazing accomplishments and with us today to tell us all about her popular new podcast, Spirits Are Talking, and much more is Lisa Silverman. Welcome back, Lisa.
Hi, thank you so much. It's so nice to speak with you again. I appreciate this invitation.
No, I mean, I love your podcast, Be Totally Transparent. I couldn't wait to get you back on so that we could talk all about it. For our first-time listeners who may not know about you, because Lisa, you have such an incredible background, not only as an intuitive and an animal communicator, but you know you have a lot of years of experience, and plus you're an interior designer. For our first-time listeners, can you just tell them a little bit about yourself?
Design business is called Decorator Guru, and my mediumship business or services is Spirits Are Talking. I've been intuitive since I can recall, pretty much since I was 8 years old when my great grandmother passed away. She came to me, and then I was always able to see, feel, and hear my loved ones for many years. And then only about 7 years ago was I able to speak to others that I have not met or didn't know that weren't my loved ones. And I've been channeling beautiful souls, had the honor and privilege to speak to many animals and loved ones for about 7 years now, probably 1,100 souls now, I think. Wow. I've communicated with. And it's always a privilege and an honor to bring these beautiful messages of love and details. I'm an evidential medium, so I bring in evidence, as I know you've experienced with me before. Mm-hmm. And it's through me that I serve. I have a group of guides, ancestors, angels, archangels that assist me in this. It's not me, it's through me. And I feel very blessed. It's like you can't unring the bell, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm always going to be this way.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with what an intuitive psychic medium is, can you just tell us? I mean, I've been blessed to have you in my life because you've brought clarity to so many things that Olive and different things that have other pets and some humans.
Thank you.
Who popped in. But can you share a little bit about what an intuitive psychic medium is?
Sure. Well, for me, the greatest gift my late mother gave me was my spiritual sense of self. So I'll start with that, which was always listen to your intuition. And your intuition's always right for you. So what happens with me is I get this download, if you will, from above, and it hits me kind of in my third chakra in my solar plexus, my stomach, and that's my intuition. So then I get thoughts, and then I get feelings. So I'm a medium that's all the clairs, if you will, the clairaudiosensual, clairknowing, and what happens with me is I just have the knowing and I go with my intuition. And then when I bring the pet or a loved one in, there's just so much clarity with the readings. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you mentioned something about the chakras. For people who aren't familiar with what chakras are, and you also offer, you also do like clearings and chakra clearings. Can you just tell, and chakra healing, can you tell us a little bit about that for people who may not be familiar with that?
Sure. So chakras are seven energy centers that we have in our body. And they start at the tailbone and go to the crown, which is right above our head. And they represent different parts of the body and emotions. And they're located in the center, is like a straight line up your body towards our spines, and they're different colors of light. And the root chakra, which is the base, is red. The next chakra is orange. The third chakra is yellow. The fourth chakra, which is the heart, is green. The fifth one is blue. The third eye is like a violet or indigo. Periwinkle, and then periwinkle, and the top one's the crown chakra. And so I balance all of those with energy, meditations, and guided visualizations. And it really helps people get clarity and feel good. I did a couple recently, and she called me the next day. Her eyes were bright immediately after. And she called me the next day and said how amazing her and her husband feel with clarity and balance. So sometimes our chakras get unbalanced, and that's what I do in one of my sessions. That's one of my offerings.
I love that. And also, one of the things that I originally, I had found out about you through one of my prior guests, Brandon Wainwright, who wrote a book, Tyson's Gift, and you had helped him so immensely as he was going through his journey after his beloved dog Tyson had passed. And I read about you in the book, and I asked him how I would get in touch with you. And of course, you helped me with some of the things that were going on with my pets. But can you tell us a little bit about animal communication and what types of messages we can expect to hear from our fur kids? And also, when you do it, I think people seem to think, oh, it's just for the present, like telling me that they like to eat apples or they like to, they want to go for more walks. But also, when they pass over the bridge, the rainbow bridge, you can also communicate with them that way.
Oh, definitely. And so I speak to animals through thought. They come through thought and vision. And the animals that are living, that have different ailments, that they, I talk to their highest self, if you will, their higher consciousness, and we communicate that way. I mean, it's very interesting to speak to animals that, when I go to the dog park, a lot of dogs flock around me when they have some issues, and I'm like, okay, let me be okay, and then hear what you have to say and tell the owner in a subtle way some things that the dog's communicating to me. And on the other side, the messages are very clear about their, like, their collars, their food, their bed, what they love, their favorite toys, to bring evidence to the client that I'm speaking to their specific animal. There's so many profound feelings. All the animals that I've channeled have so much gratitude for the homes that they lived in and the people that love them, and that they all want everyone to know that they're at peace now, but they're never far away. They're still with us.
Well, and I know for myself, when I had first met you, we had talked prior to my doing the interview with you. I wanted you to know that what I was about, and you were telling me what you were about. And we were doing a Zoom call, and all of my animals, who they're all, well, I always had Olive next to me anyway, but the other two, who were like, are always, go do what you got to do. I got to take a nap. Everybody came in the room with me, and everybody had something to say. And it was so interesting. Like you said, when you go to the dog park, all of a sudden all the dogs come around you. It was so interesting because the three of my girls were all with me, and they all had something to say. And of course, Olive was with us at the time. When Olive passed, and the way she passed was so sudden and unexpected, and it happened on Mother's Day. Yeah. And I guess she had kind of was like, you were getting ready to go on a trip, and she kept coming to you with a message for me. And I had a dream. Mm-hmm. You didn't know I had this dream. You didn't know anything. I was like in a state of shock. I wasn't even talking to people. And I had a dream three nights in a row that she was showing me this little dog that looked like her, like a little bitty dog that looked like her. And she brought it to me Sunday night, which was, she passed Monday and Tuesday. And you had said to me, she's trying to get to you to tell me that when she passed over, one of her little puppies that she had lost in like childbirth or lost was with her. Right. So she wanted me to remember Mother's Day, not as the day I lost her, but the day that she reconnected with one of her puppies. And I was like, totally, I mean, I had no idea. I'm going, why is, am I dreaming of Olive showing me? She was like pushing this little puppy out in front of her. And I'm like going, and I said to you, is she talking to me about getting a puppy? And you said, no, she wants me, meaning you, to reassure me and know not to look upon that day as Mother's Day as a sad day, but look upon it as a happy day because she was reunited with one of her puppies. He was, you told me the puppy, no sooner, she hadn't even left her body, but the puppy was right there, and she passed in my arms, but, and that the puppy was right there to take her, waiting for her. And that helped me so, you don't know how much that helped me. It helped me so much. And that's what I'm saying. Your gift is so profound, and there was no way that anyone could have known that. I didn't share it with anyone except for my husband, and you live on the other side of the country. Yeah, so you would have no way of knowing about this. And you said, I'm packing to go away on a vacation, and Olive will not leave me. She won't leave me alone. She wants me to pass something on to you. And I remember when you told me, and I go, how could she ever know that? Nobody knew it. So listeners, what I'm trying to say is this is Lisa's the real deal. It's validated because it was something that was so unique. And Olive came to you because she knew that we had that relationship, shared that with you that no one could know. And it helped me because I was, as you know, I was going through, it was so overwhelming to me. I wasn't prepared for it.
I know. Yeah. Understandably so. Yeah. And when we were talking about Olive, do you remember how she was telling me about this red, white, and blue?
Yes, and you would have no way of knowing that.
And I'm like, why is she showing me this fancy red, white, and blue?
Oh, I just got goosebumps. Yep.
Yeah. And you're like, what? That was wild, too.
Well, because when we first adopted her, this lady saw her on Facebook and created this designer and created a red, white, and blue dress, and she sold it in her little Etsy store as the Olive Freedom dress.
Wow.
You would have no idea. That was 7 years. I didn't even know you. I didn't know you till like last year, but you would have no way of knowing this. I never shared that with you.
No, I would never. And it was, yeah, that was so.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to say how much she loved, and I didn't know that she had designer clothes, like fancy designer clothes made. And I remember her saying to you, thank you so much for all my beautiful outfits.
Yeah, she loved. Yeah, her closet was bigger than mine.
And that she loved you so much, and that you're soulmates, and
yes.
you'll never be apart.
No, I feel her every day, and you helped bring me this peace, knowing that what that dream was. I had no idea what it was about. You would have no way of knowing. And of course, my husband's like, I don't know. What is she trying to tell us? We're getting a puppy. I go, no, I don't know what it is. And that you clarified that she was reunited with her puppy and did not want me to dwell on Mother's Day ever. Aww. Thinking that I lost her, but that she was reunited with her puppy. So it's right. Like those messages, Lisa, are like life changing. And so I want to thank you so much
for
that.
You know, thank you so much. What's so interesting is the details that come through they're so in depth for the receiver of the message. And for me, until I find out after, like, you know, what the puppy means that they're reunited, that it's so profound and in healing, you know, that's why I feel so blessed to be able to do this, because we all go through life and have ups and downs, and we never escape grief, whether it's through a loved one, pet, friends. We all experience grief. And my main message for everyone to know is that love never dies. It just changes form. And to know that there is life after death, if you will, and that the soul really never dies. It just carries on and carries on and carries on. And it collects information after lifetimes and lifetimes. If people believe that, I believe that there's many lifetimes our souls go through. And the main message is really about love and gratitude.
And fortunately for us, we have a way for all of us, you have, which everyone will learn about, that they can connect with you and get readings and have healings or whatever it is that they need. But there's a whole new format, which I am so happy for you, because I was listening on your premiere podcast, and you had so many people and you touched so many people and you presented everything in such a positive light, and the comments, the interactions with the people. I mean, you were really helping people, and could
Thank you
just, it was very inspiring. I watching you do it, it's a podcast where you could physically watch that. It's I saw it on YouTube, but it's live and you're interacting with people in a live format. So could you just tell us a little bit about your new podcast, which is very, very popular already. And, obviously where we could find it, when it's on, and how we could hook into it. But tell us about the premise behind it, because it.
Thank you. The premise behind it was, again, being able to heal hearts more in groups. You know, I do group sessions, but I wanted to just share the messages that I know that, recapping, that love never dies. Our loved ones are around us. And I work with oracle cards and stuff. So the podcast is about sharing some of my mind-blowing, incredible connections with loved ones that have passed over the 1,100 souls that I've channeled now, and to do live readings for people, to give them a taste of what I really do and give them profound messages in just a short amount of time. And it's Spirits Are Talking. It's going to be everywhere you can get your podcast. After it's downloaded, it'll be up the next day. It's on YouTube. It's Spirits Are Talking, Lisa Silverman, and to watch the lives. And I'm very excited about it, because my guides and angels have been saying, you need to speak, you need to speak, you need to speak. And I'm not one to be like in the front row, look at me, look at me. But after I got kicked out of the spiritual closet, I don't have a choice anymore. So we could talk about that, but that was on your other show.
Yeah, you're now out and about. But you know what I have to tell you? I was reading the comments, and people who you have, like, I just shared my story about Olive. I mean, there is no way you would have known anything about. You truly helped me to heal, and she sought you out to tell you that. She passed on a Sunday, I believe it was Friday, and you said, Sue, I'm trying to pack, I'm going away, and Olive just keeps coming to me. I have to give you this message. It was just so bizarre. Yeah. It was like all of it was intricately timed and put together by forces that I don't understand, but you understand. And I was reading the comments, and as I'm commenting to you right now about Olive, people were commenting to you how you've helped them or how you've helped a friend of theirs. It was like all of this validation for everything that you do was in the comments as I was reading them. Your show was live, so people kept popping up, and everyone started interacting with each other. It was like this whole little community was created.
Thank you. And that's what I hope to do, and, you know, build it and grow, and then be able to share and do on live oracle card readings. And if I get any downloads, which is, you know, messages from above, and I see a name, then of course I'm going to deliver a message from their loved one. You know, I did a group session the other night that was just so mind blowing, with a mother and five of her children, and she had lost the son, and I didn't know, but I picked up on his energy immediately. And they were all, it was on Zoom and three different screens, three locations, and they were all blown away with the messages. And you and I can talk about it more after, but that's what I'm supposed to, this is my purpose. I love interior design. It's what I thrive on. It's what I'm good at. I want to make people love their homes. I love doing house healings because energy gets stuck in the walls, and if there's an argument or something that's gone on, or a loss of a pet or a loved one, the energy stays stuck, right? So I love to do house healings to clear the energy and to balance it with feng shui, which is the art of Chinese placement with good flow. So I just want to share the things that I love that I think and know change people's lives for their highest good. And that's why I'm supposed to be on the planet at this time, as well as you. All the light workers are rising up, you know, mm-hmm. To spread love and light. And I know it's not all rainbows and, you know, unicorns. We have duality. We have our shadow sides and our light sides, but the light workers are rising up to shine so much more light on the darkness. And that's what I hope I'm doing.
Well, I think that's timing's everything. And you started this podcast recently. It's very popular. I believe it's very needed, and it's very much appreciated. By just reading the comments that were popping up as the time was going on, I'm like going, oh my gosh, she's the way that I have felt when you and I have talked, or when, especially when Olive shared that with you. There's just things you never, ever would have known. I'm like going, oh my gosh. And that's what these people were, the comments were. And also, I just wanted to bring up one thing. You do the oracle cards. Can you just tell everyone what oracle cards are? Because when you ended your segment, said, I want to pull out an oracle card, everyone like was like, yay! And then they were saying how what you were saying was pertained to them. So it's like
the
something.
The whole group.
Yes!
Yeah. So thank you so much. Yeah, oracle cards are, I've been in oracle school for about 5 years. I'm an oracle card expert, if you will. And it's a different divination system than tarot. Tarot is a great thing, and I have my tarot deck from when I was a teenager still. I don't use tarot anymore, not because I don't like it, but because I love the oracles. The oracles are, I have many decks. I worked with Colette Baron-Reed for years, and I've studied with her, and she's an amazing, amazing woman. She's created probably like 14 or 15 decks. Well, the oracle taps into your story in motion, your life story. It connects you to your higher consciousness of what you need to hear. They're very interesting. I wrote down something recently about what an oracle is, and I can just tell you really quickly. So oracles, they're truth tellers. And what happens is every time I do an oracle, pull an oracle card, the client is always like, what? So this is what oracles, they can help you determine the next right step so you can stay on your path. It's a practical divination system that has helped thousands of people, myself included, transform their lives and feel more grounded and spiritually connected and find guidance on their path to their unique, authentic, inspired life. Spirit is always speaking to us, but sometimes we need a little help listening and interpreting the message we receive. Oracle cards are truth tellers. So they tap into our story emotions of what's going on in our subconscious, what is our next right steps. And they're just a divination system that is very profound and extremely accurate. And I offer that oracle card sessions as part of my services as well.
I could go on talking to you forever, but I would just want, now that everyone can see you and everyone can see what you do and they could all be a part of it because of your phenomenal podcast, where can the listeners go to learn more about you, your work as an intuitive, an animal communicator, an interior designer, and of course your amazing new podcast, Spirits Are Talking?
Thank you so much. So you can go to spiritsaretalking.com. That's my website for all my mediumship and all my psychic services and energy healings. And for interior design, you can go to Decorator Guru, DecoratorGuru.com. On all my social media, it's Spirits Are Talking, but I have a big warning that there's a lot of fake accounts on my social media that pretend to be me. There's only one account, which is Spirits Are Talking only, not with an extra L. So beware, I will never DM, which is direct message anyone for money, or say I saw you on my live on TikTok. I'm also on TikTok at spiritsaretalking.com and ask you for money ever, ever, ever. So I just want to put that warning out there that please don't get scammed by fake accounts. I'm the real deal and I will never ask you for money ever.
That's so important. And thank you for sharing. I know that there's been you've had a lot of things like that happen, which goes to show how popular you are. But
thank you.
Before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just that, first of all, thank you so much for having me. And I so adore you. And just
mutual.
Olive was so special. And she's always going to be your guide, guardian, angel, and special, dog person. And I just want to say that when you're feeling in need of a session or a healing, reach out to someone that's a really good medium, that's very clear, that wants the best for you. And that's what I want with my clients. I want them to get a healing and to have their hearts more whole in the end of working with me.
Well, I can attest for that it's real. And you helped me through a very difficult time. I mean, when we first talked, it was like kind of light and airy with all the girls around the room. And it was like, you had some great stories and insights about them. And again, you didn't know anything about their past. It would be Franny, Coco. And then, of course, when Olive passed, we had a whole different conversation because she sought you. It was so interesting to me, Lisa, and I hate to keep belaboring this, but she sought you out. And
I
she
know.
Gave you the message.
Because I called you.
Yes.
Called
you. She like saw, and you said, Sue, I'm trying to pack. I'm trying to go away. I have a trip I'm packing for, but I got to tell you this. And it was, and you had seen on Facebook that she passed, but you didn't, there would be no way that you could know anything about the dream I had. And again, you wouldn't know anything about the dress because the dress was from like 8 years ago when I first got her. The lady had designed the specific dress and sold it as Olive's freedom dress because of what Olive went through before we got her. Of course,
right.
She lost a leg to cancer, lost all her teeth. She was in a very, she was in a very bad situation, and which she was rescued from the amazing rescue group. And that's when we adopted her, but you didn't know any of that. So to me, mm-mm. I want to make sure that people know if they're looking for validation, I could validate it. And also that you're the real deal. And if people want to learn more about you, they need to tap into that podcast, because I'm telling you, you're like a beacon of light for that hour a week on Tuesday nights or whenever people, I know that it's available afterwards, but it's like you're a true beacon of light. And I think that people will feel good, as I did when I finished watching your show. It was really, really good. And you have a true gift. And
thank you.
Yeah. And I want to thank you for coming back and being a guest on the show.
Oh my gosh, it's my honor.
I love having you on. You're one of my favorite people. You have such an inspirational gift. I want you to thank you for sharing it with us and for helping many who have lost their beloved fur kids or lost family members or just connecting with things. You have such a gift, and myself included, I could attest to that. So I thank you so much. And
thank you.
So again, let's share with everyone where they can find you and learn more about you and listen to you.
Well, you can go to spiritsaretalking.com, and which is my website. You can put your email in there, and then you can get in my system. I will not over email you or barrage you with spams. Decoratorguru.com for interior design information. And then all my social media is Decorator Guru and Spirits Are Talking, which is on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And I'm on LinkedIn too. So,
well,
that's pretty much it.
I think you have a great show. You have it's a great message that you share. You're so positive.
Thank you.
And I thank you so much for being a guest on our show today and for sharing a lot of really good insight with our listeners. So I appreciate it. And
thank you. I just have to say, what you do is so amazing. All the dog rescuing, all the people that you connect with, people, all the fundraising, all the love that you have for elderly dogs and disabled dogs and all dogs. Susan, you are really a big ray of sunshine.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you. I consider it an honor you telling me that. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. We're
going to connect again soon. So I'm sure we'll be talking soon. And I'd love to have you back on later on, and we'll talk more about the successes of your show. It's truly an honor to be speaking with you. And I thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too.
I appreciate you.
Okay, me too. We'll be back in just a moment.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.